This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now, a look at local and regional news brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real hometown values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. If you happen to get stuck in snow, it's important to keep several things in mind. First, remember safety. Keep people visible, turn on your hazards, and clear the tailpipe of your vehicle. The tools you may need are a small shovel, a traction aid, which could be sand, kitty litter, or something of the sort, gloves, and a flashlight. Be sure to shovel snow away from wheels and under the bumper. Put your traction aid in front of and behind your wheels. Apply gentle, steady gas. Be sure to avoid wheel spin. And if necessary, you can slightly lower your tire pressure for more traction, then be sure to reinflate it to the proper pressure. Remember, don't block the exhaust and do not attach straps to bumpers or weak parts. Also remember to clear off your car before you drive. Driving with snow and ice on your car is a hazard, not only for you, but for others on the road with you. You can find more on the NHTSA's Facebook page. Tuesday, February 24th, the Park Falls Public Library presents a life planning series. This is session one, which includes estate planning and elder law, and is the first in a practical series focused on planning for life transitions and end-of-life decisions. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, February 24th at 3 p.m., over at the Park Falls Public Library. For more news, go to trailmix.fm and 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin jumped almost a quarter in the past week. Prices are now averaging $2.76 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. That's 23.2 cents higher than last week and 26.5 cents higher than a month ago. Meanwhile, the national price of gas rose 5.6 cents to $2.94 a gallon. Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan, said markets will begin reacting to this weekend's U.S.-Iran attacks, which may cause immediate supply disruptions along with elevated geopolitical risk premiums. He predicts the national price of a gallon of gas will rise above the $3 mark for the first time this year. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, three more Wisconsin sheriffs from Dunn, Green Lake, and Walworth counties have signed deals to help ICE enforce immigration laws. This brings the total to 19 of 72 counties working with federal agents through the 287G program. Immigrant rights groups warn that the program scares people from reporting crimes and pulls local cops away from community needs. A bill proposing roadside drug testing in Wisconsin is sparking a debate over public safety. The proposal would allow law enforcement officers to use roadside oral fluid testing in suspected drug-impaired driving cases. Dane County Sheriff Calvin Barrett said deputies are encountering more cases involving drugs, including prescription medications, in addition to alcohol. Meanwhile, Milwaukee defense attorney Andrew Mishlove says expanding roadside testing raises constitutional questions because bodily samples are considered searches. The proposal is still in the early stages of the legislative process. Farmers prepping to spread manure should check the runoff risk. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
With warmer weather on the horizon, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on their fields. According to a press release, the tool is meant to help farmers and anyone else applying manure to their fields with up-to-date information on weather and soil conditions to reduce the risk of manure runoff ending up in nearby waterways. It's updated multiple times each day and covers the state in roughly 1.5 square mile grids. A report released by the Alliance for the Great Lakes last year found that 90% of the nitrate contamination in the state is caused by agricultural runoff with things like manure, fertilizers, and other bio-waste. Nitrate exposure is linked to a number of negative health concerns, including cancer, and can contribute to toxic algae blooms in waterways. Residents can access the Runoff Risk Advisory Forecast at runoffriskadvisory.wi.gov. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
High school juniors interested in learning more about agriculture in the Badger State now have a new opportunity. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is taking applications for its Youth Council through March 31st. The group meets monthly during the school year to speak with ag leaders, explore careers, and share ideas. 15 students will be selected from across the state. Interested students can apply online at agyouthcouncil.wi.gov. Wisconsin goes up a notch on a list ranking the state and local tax burden for residents. Wisconsin now ranks 34th in the nation, up one spot from last year's ranking of 35th. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says taxes took up about 9.8% of personal income. That's a little less than a year before. The report also shows that the state's tax share is still about a percentage point below the national average. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released a Wisconsin Food Waste Evaluation Report. Civic Media's Melissa Kay breaks it down for us.
It includes recommendations to reduce food waste going to landfills as part of a statewide goal to reduce per capita food waste disposal in landfills by 50% by 2030 compared to 2020 levels. Key findings of the report show that 88% of food waste going to Wisconsin landfills is from residential and food service sources, with residential contributing the largest share at 47%. Infrastructure for hauling food waste to destinations other than landfills will have to expand significantly to achieve the statewide food waste reduction goal. Of the 286 facilities licensed for composting in Wisconsin, just 30, or 10%, are approved to accept food waste. You can find more information on the DNR website. I'm Melissa Kay.
Getting your degree in 3 years could be a possibility in the UW system. The Board of Regents considered revisions to a policy last week that would allow campuses to create bachelor's degrees that can be completed in 3 years. These degrees would typically require 90 credits instead of the standard 120 credits. These three-year programs are on the rise nationwide. The State Journal reports that the Board of Regents will vote on the policy at a future meeting. Only one four-year university in Wisconsin currently offers a reduced credit degree program. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks slump continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lost at home to the Celtics by 27 points. The final, Boston 108, Milwaukee 81. Giannis back for the first time in 6 weeks.
Feel good. Feel a little bit rusty, but always something new in my career.
He played 25 minutes, scored 19 points. It's the Bucks and the Atlanta Hawks, 8:30 tomorrow night at 5-serve form. Baseball, Brewers with a day off before playing the Chicago Cubs tomorrow. 34-year-old Christian Yelich remembering the first time he met Ryan Braun after joining the Brewers.
First or second day of spring training, coming here with the Brewers for the first time 9 years ago now, which I remember we were talking for a little while in the morning. Like, it was still dark outside and all that. We were both headed to wherever we were going. Obviously, it's been crazy 8 years here. You know, first 8 years have been awesome. We've won a lot of games and been a part of some cool moments and some great teams. And, you know, looking forward to more.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, and it is going to be a bit warmer with a high in the low to mid 40s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, we'll drop to 26 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and even warmer with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.